Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced up to 20% of the recent layoffs at his department may have been an error and that those employees will need to be reinstated. The department fired approximately 10,000 workers this week, meaning up to 2,000 will need to be rehired. Kennedy said some of the mistakes include members of the lead poisoning and surveillance unit at the CDC and the tobacco addiction team at the FDA. Kennedy said personnel that should not have been cut were cut. We're reinstating them. And that was always the plan. Part of the DOGE, we talked about this from the beginning, is we're going to do 80% cuts, but 20% of those are going to have to be reinstated because we'll make mistakes. When he announced the cuts, Kennedy said HHS needed to be recalibrated to focus on disease prevention, not just sick care. According to Kennedy's statement to reporters, the Department of Government Efficiency wanted to focus on cuts to administrative roles like human resources or communications positions. He said there were tremendous redundancies throughout the department, including over 100 communications departments, 40 procurement departments, dozens of HR and IT departments. Kennedy said, most of the cuts are to those administrative sections, which are now consolidating or eliminating redundancies. We're streamlining the agencies. We're going to make it work for public health, make it work for the American people. Kennedy said both personnel and studies that should not have been cut were cut. Other safety-related positions that were eliminated include those who work to prevent the spread of foodborne illnesses. The FDA will cut back on routine food safety inspections and instead focus on high-risk facilities.